Prime Minister's own MPs voted against the plan, which seeks to declare the African country a safe place to deport failed asylum seekers. Our political editor, Beth Rigby, says the PM's relief may be short-lived.
This is only the end of the beginning of this saga. You've still got the process of this bill having to go through the Lords. You've got the issue of the courts. Will there be more challenges? You've got the issue of Strasbourg and can they get flights off the ground?
Meanwhile, it's understood many asylum seekers are being moved from one taxpayer-funded hotel to another. That's despite a government pledge to shut 50 hotels to migrants in favour of using cheaper accommodation. People in Northern Ireland are being warned of severe disruption as tens of thousands of public sector workers go on a 24-hour strike. Schools are closed and there'll be reduced services at hospitals. A charity's praising the King for raising awareness after he revealed details of prostate treatment. The monarch's public engagements have been postponed, while the Princess of Wales is also in hospital after having abdominal surgery. Nottingham Forest needed extra time to avoid an FA Cup upset at League One Blackpool, winning 3-2. Everton beat Crystal Palace 1-0 in their first game since receiving a second Premier League charge for breaking financial rules. Boss Sean Dyche says it was an important result after a tough week.
These bits of news that are coming out, and unfortunately a bit too often, they're tough, you know, tough for the Evertonians, tough for the club and the team, but the mentality has been resolute all season, I think, you know, and the way the players are going about it.
There have been two British exits in the second round of the Australian Open tennis. Katie Bolter and Jack Draper are out, but Cameron Norrie fought from two love down to beat Giulio Zappieri. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Faye de Silva.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
I love our Faye. She's lovely. So, today's going to continue to be dry with largely bright skies throughout. Small chance of a few patches of cloud in places. Chilly with gentle to moderate northwesterly winds. 2 degrees is your high today. Tonight will remain largely dry with largely clear skies. However, a few patches of light low cloud may drift in from the west overnight. Cold and breezy with winds backing westerly. -3 is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I'm doing it now, overnight low. I'm emulating. It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's exactly 3 minutes past eight on the Decade's Breakfast. Well, it's everywhere, really. Thursday, 18th of January. Songs on the way from ABC, ABBA, and also Adamantia. It's a bit strange, Adamantia, don't you think? All that Prince Charming with the X's and the stripe across the nose. Doesn't seem normal to me.
80s at 8.
Arrangements and gravity won't pull you through. You know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you.
took by the lover. I hope you'll soon recover. Me, I go from one extreme to another.
And then my friends just might ask me, they say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love. They say maybe. There must be a solution to the one thing we can find.
I know the time is right.
goes on a bit, doesn't it? Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 8.15 then on a Thursday, 18th of January. So you've just heard ABC, The Look of Love, ABBA, I Have a Dream, and Adam and the Ants with Two Goody Two Shoes, not Two Goody Shoes. Alison Moyet and Bluebells on the way next when we continue the 80s.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I've been no one else.
Jackie's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:25 with Bluebells Young at Heart. We've got the Bronxky Beat on the way next when we continue the 80s.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, Ben, penury is back. Stuff to tell you. Wilson's Corner very slow. Ongar Road is slow from the Larkins playing fields down to Wilson's Corner and back again to the Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road down to Wilson's Corner and back. It's also very slow coming into Brentwood on Chelmsford Road from the junction with the A12 right the way down to the Rose Shenfield. You know, the bar, the pub there. It's a little bit slow in both directions at that point. Once you get past that, the back of the queue starts at Hutton Road for Wilson's Corner. Middleton Hall Lane, very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down at Hartswood Golf Course. It's further than it's been for a long while. From there, right the way up to Wilson's Corner and back again to Orchard Avenue Button Roundabout is very slow. Seven Arches Road is slow from just before the King George's Splash Park. From there, up to Shenfield Common traffic lights is slow. Brentwood station outside there on the B186, that's slow from Woodman Road is the nearest landmark. From there up to the King's Road roundabout and back to the station slow, and the B186 continues to be slow from the King's Road roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout and back. The High Street's quite slow as well. London Road starts to slow down at the London Road Cemetery. From there right up to Wilson's Corner and back again, most of the way back to the King's Road traffic lights on the High Street. Outside Shenfield Station on Hutton Road, it's slow from Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back. And there's also a queue almost back to Hanging Hill Lane on Rayleigh Road. From there, right the way across to Alexander Lane roundabout is very slow. Hanging Hill Lane is also slow from the junction with Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School, and from just before Cost Cutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. That seems to be it for Brentwood. Over in Billericay, the A176 is slow from the Langdon Road roundabout. Well, it's just before the Langdon Road roundabout, really. From there, right the way up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street, and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. Very, very slow. There's still some road closures just off of Western Road, and it's also slow on Western Road trying to get onto the A129 by the traffic lights there. It's very slow around that. Even Tyne Common Road is slow at the traffic lights. I'm not quite sure if there's any problem with them. Top of the High Street, very slow. From St Andrews Drive down to the Norsey Road junction is a bit chock-a-block, really. Also, on the Norsey Road itself, from Little Norsey Road. From there, through the roadworks they've got there, down to St John's Road and back again, very slow. I think that's just caused by the roadworks that they're slowing things down. Must be temporary traffic lights. On the M11, Junction 7, Harlow, there's a vehicle fire on the roundabout at the top of the M11, southbound on slip. There's one lane blocked at the moment. That's causing a bit of chock-a-blockness. M11 London bound is slow between Junction 7, Harlow, and Junction 6, the M25. And again, London bound, slow traffic from Junction 5, Loughton, through to Junction 4, the A406. On the M25, anti-clockwise, it's slow from Junction 29, the A127, to just after Junction 28, the A12. A12 London bound is slow between Junction 18 Sandon and Junction 17 Howell Green. A13 southbound, slow traffic between the Fair Glen interchange, and that's the A1245, and the Saddlers Farm interchange. On Canvey Island, we've got slow traffic on Somms Avenue between Central War Road and Canvey Way. London bound A127 is slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen interchange. London bound A12 is slow from Junction 27 Spring Lane to Junction 25 Marks Tay. That's going through the roadworks there. A12 London bound is slow on the Brentwood bypass from Junction 12 Shenfield to Junction 11 the M25, and our old favourite, the A127 London bound, is slow from the A128 at the halfway house to the M25 at Junction 29. And that's your lot. That's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So coming up on Saturday the 10th of February is a tabletop sale in Ingatestone Elim Church in the High Street in Ingatestone. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they've got all the usual stuff there. Handmade jewellery and pre-loved clothes and puzzles and toys and books and tea and coffee and cake in the Hope Cafe. All in aid of Univad supporting children in the slums of Brazil. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide where there's a nice little click through for you.
Me near. I just wanna cheer. Let's hear for the boy. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Got a feel for you. Chaka Khan. What you tell me? What you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan. Let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you. Wanna hug you. Wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms. Let me fill you with my charm, Chaka. 'Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby. 'Cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it. Rock it.
First on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 8:45, then quarter to nine, Thursday, 18th of January. The sun's come out, we've got a blue sky up there, still freezing cold, but what more could you possibly want? This temperature gauge here still says it's minus four, I doubt that very much. Elton John on way next, and we continue the 80s.
Little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello. Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that. You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Billericay's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Quite a few interviews today on Phoenix. After 10 o'clock, we're going to be chatting to local author Sylvia Kent and Carly Ann Osborne on 123 with our Siobhan. She's going to be chatting to therapist Carissa Koch. On Drive with our lovely Joe, she's going to be chatting to local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and well-being. And Madeline tonight on The Night Shift is going to be chatting to country singer-songwriter Nicola Magnolia.
So what do you
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.